America Weekend.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest changed the medium of television, helping to turn it from simply a source of passive entertainment to a source of entertainment that provoked active thought, challenged mores, and reflected the real world. He is the subject of the documentary American Masters, Norman Lear, Just Another Version of You. It is quite an honor to say hello to Norman Lear. Norman, good morning.
Hey, Ed Kalenge. It's quite an honor to be here.
Appreciate that so much.
Even this I get to experience.
You're just a kid that comes from Connecticut. You grew up to create some of the greatest mirrors upon American society. You proved that social change could occur by filtering it through laughter. How difficult was that to do?
Well, it was difficult because the establishment never thinks. You know, there was a wit a great many years ago called H.L. Mencken,
mm-hmm.
who said at one point that nobody ever lost money underestimating the intelligence of the American people.
In terms of television during that time, I mean, we take a look at the late 60s, and I mean, we lived in a very turbulent time, one of the most turbulent times in this country's history. But when you would turn on television at night, you didn't see things that reflected what was going on during the day in the real world. There was so much social unrest, but yet we turn on TV and we're seeing what's going on in Hooterville that night and things like that. So when All in the Family came along, it was quite a shock to the American psyche to be able to turn a television on and see what people were dealing with every day and the issues that were not being dealt with on really the number one medium at that time and still now. What a change to the American viewer to be able to see something like that on television.
Well, what they were seeing were the problems they were living. You know, and what we as writers were doing, we were all reading a couple of newspapers a day and paying a lot of attention to our families, you know, our kids' problems in schools, our own families' problems, health issues, and so forth. And we were dealing with them. There wasn't anything that the American family wasn't living through. Excuse me, what you're hearing is a little oatmeal that went down the wrong way.
At least the oatmeal was good, I hope.
It was very good.
There you
but
go.
But it's not as good as this conversation, if I'm able to manage it.
Very nice. Thank you.
Anyway, these were problems American families were living, and they were grateful to be seeing them so that they could watch a show and then talk about it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think we need by way of leadership. You know, leadership that helps us in the conversations we need to have about racial issues, about all the issues that Americans facing. Right now, you know, so many people out of work, so many people having difficulty sending kids through school. By the way, we had civics lessons in class. I was learning what this Constitution meant to me, despite the fact that my father was away. Equal justice under the law. I can't overstate what that meant to be in class learning about what America really means.
And where the school leaves off, that's where I think television and media should come in. And that's kind of like what you did back in the 70s by bringing issues into the American living room. Is there enough socially active television and media available today, or should there be more?
Well, you know, America's greatest product is excess, and there's great television. I'm sure it's the golden age, but there's so much of it. I still go back to South Park.
Really?
Because after 25 years, they're still hard at it.
Yeah,
and some of the best satire I've seen anywhere.
See, I would not have you as a Who Killed Kenny kind of guy. That just blows my mind. I don't know why, but it does. It does. We talk about the mark that All in the Family, not just All in the Family, these comedies that you developed in the 70s, All in the Family begat Maude, begat Good Times, The Jeffersons, etc., how they really made a difference in terms of creating conversations within living rooms across the country. And that never happened before. I had an instance last summer. Me, my wife, my son, we go to the Smithsonian in Washington. And all of a sudden, there it is. There's Archie's chair. There's Edith's chair. Even the little side table and the generic can of beer. And it's amazing to look at the reaction of people when they walk up to it. It was almost like they were at the Louvre looking at this fine piece of art, because you could see people of a certain age, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and they're explaining to younger people, and I saw this that day, what that show meant at that time, not only to them, but to the country as a whole. That's an amazing thing.
I can't overstate how I love hearing that. And especially when it's followed by people telling me how, as a family, they laughed. The characters led, but it was the subjects we were dealing with, we were all dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever the subject was, it was something that happened out of the fabric of American life at that moment. And I'm hoping we'll continue to do that. I've just finished 13 episodes of a new show, a Cuban family, a Cuban-American family called One Day at a Time, three generations of Cuban women on Netflix with Rita Moreno and Justina Machado, and I think it's going to work.
That sounds terrific. Hey, you know, the concept worked the first time. It can in an updated way. And it's nice to see certain things updated like that. You talked about bringing up topics. Was there any subject or topic that you wanted to explore, let's say, on All in the Family, on Maude, on Good Times, that you didn't for some reason?
No, there wasn't. Everything we wish to do... I'm trying to think now as I answer the question. There isn't anything I can think of. I can think of a subject I don't care to go near.
Right.
But there's nothing that couldn't be done. And every subject I think of that I feel I couldn't go near, I thought about it a little longer. We could, of course.
Mm-hmm. There was an episode of All in the Family where Edith is attacked at home.
Yes.
And that was stirring because it was never talked about really in that way, especially in a situation comedy. And at that point, these characters were so indelibly dug into the fiber and fabric of America. People loved and cared for the character of Edith Bunker. I heard a story, and tell me if this is true or not, that before you actually taped the show that night, you had to bring that actor out in front of the live studio audience so they could see that he was just an actor playing a role that night. Did that happen that way?
Oh, it could have. I really don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. I can tell you this, that we wrote that script with Bonnie Franklin on One Day at a Time, a much younger woman than mine.
Right.
And while we were thinking about that, the paper, there were a couple of stories about rapes that took place with older women. And there was another story about, you know, accusing a young woman of perhaps inviting groping or, you know, that by wearing a short skirt or something. There was a lot in the press about this, and we decided, wait a minute, we'll take this and do this on All in the Family, where Edith is not a conventionally attractive young woman and doesn't wear provocative clothing and so forth. Just to show that this is what takes place in America in an average family, and that's exactly what we did, and it I think it was three times the importance because we did it with an Edith Bunker where you wouldn't consider that this happens, but of course it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. If I ever had the chance to speak to you, the one question I always wanted to ask you. Tell me what happened to Archie Bunker. Finish the story. How did Archie finish up living his days?
How did he or Carol O'Connor?
No, I mean, we know Carol O'Connor, but tell me about the character of Archie Bunker. If you could script the way Archie's life would have completed itself, how did Archie end up?
Oh, that is such a good question. Such a good question. Yeah, that maybe that'll be the next show.
Very nice.
And Archie Bunker now in his 80s.
Yes. America would love to know, because there are so many people that still have such a place in their heart and in their psyche for that show and that character per se. They would love to see how the story ended. So when that show comes on, we'll have you back on the show and we'll talk about it then. So see,
I can tell you now, if we were doing this show now and yes. He was in his 80s and so forth, he'd be very let down by the America he thought. By saving his money, by wherever he was working, the money was building, and Social Security was happening, and he would find himself having a very difficult time living in an old age that was promised to him. Worked all his life, and because this isn't happening for so many Americans now.
All right. Well, and you can also follow Norman on social media. He is very socially active on social media at The Norman Lear on Twitter, on Facebook, and Instagram. Once again, American Masters, Norman Lear, Just Another Version of You on PBS, available on DVD and Blu-ray as well. Norman Lear, this has been quite a thrill. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
My thrill, too. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Take care.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.